Hello, audio boomers. You find me in a busy kitchen, busy in the sense that the washing machine and my beautiful, lovely dishwasher my parents bought me a few Christmases ago are both going. There's a bit of a story about the washing machine, though. There was a sort of drippy noise earlier on, a trickling, and I thought, don't think it's meant to be doing that. And then I had to mop the floor, because my washing machine, no, my dressing gown belt was hanging out the door, and water was going all down it. And I thought, I'll open the door and put the belt in. But I didn't really think that one through, because I opened the door and it went whoosh, and I went, So now the floor is even wetter. Anyway, I did the thing with the mop, but it's still a bit damp and squeaky. And I've just made it worse. Because I ran the hot tap to do a bit of washing up that didn't fit in the dishwasher, because it's a small worktop one. And the dishwasher is on and working fine, but like I say, I needed some extra plates in the meantime. Well, a plate anyway. And I was running the hot tap and ran it for a bit too long and a bit too fiercely and started getting splashed with hot water, which wasn't very nice because it was too hot. So yeah, I don't know if it's a full moon or something, but yeah, it's all happening in my kitchen tonight. I might repost on Facebook or somewhere my other audio boom, which was called A Bit Twisted, from the time when I really made a mess of the washing machine once, because I didn't realise that there was a fleece hanging out of the door, and I had lots of flooding on the floor. This was in my old flat. And there was a photograph with that boo as well of a very twisted fleece which had to go in the bin. All interesting. There you go. So maybe if there is a purpose to this audio boo, maybe it'll make somebody feel better if they've done the same thing. I've spoken to quite a few blind people since I did the thing where the first time when I twisted my top. There's a drippy sounding noise here, but I think that's inside. Yes, that's inside the dishwasher, so that's okay. Yeah, that's all right. There's no leakage. Yes, it's meant to do that. Good. I'm panicking about any water sounds. I'm like, oh no. But various blind people have said to me, oh, I've done that. Oh, easily done. Somebody I spoke to had had to get her washing machine seal mended once. And it made me feel much, much better. A lot of blind people seem to have done this, but I'd be interested to hear from anyone sighted who's done it, actually. The other classic, of course, that breaks people's washing machines is if you don't wash your bra in a pillowcase and then it accidentally, the wire gets sort of tangled up in the washing machine and breaks it. That's the other one. I haven't done that. But it's very easily done, I think. So yeah, maybe somebody feels better, or at least a bit amused having heard this. Have a lovely weekend, everybody. I'm going to the Barbican tomorrow to see Tourette's Hero. Google it if you want to know about it. It sounds really interesting. It's about a lady who, I think it said something like she says biscuit about 15,000 times a day or something because of her Tourette's. And she's written a book called Welcome to Biscuit Land, which I've read, and it's really good. Really, really good. And then I'm going to somebody's birthday meal, and then on Sunday morning I'm going to do a solo in church and sing in the choir, and Sunday evening I'm going to sing in the... No, hang on. Are we singing in the choir? Yes, Sunday evening we're singing in the choir as well. And then Tuesday evening we're singing in the choir, because there's lots of stuff going on, because there's lots of things going on in our church at the moment. So, yeah. Should be good. Anyway, as I say, have a lovely weekend and have fun. Bye for now.